I had my biopsy. And 2 days later, he called me on my cell and he said, it's malignant, you have cancer. It was a Friday, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I didn't understand why he did that also, because why he didn't wait until Monday to tell me. So I went Monday and, you know, he said, yeah, this is the result, so you have to go to do mastectomy. And I asked him, okay, I want to have a second opinion. And he was kind of upset of that. And I say, okay, this is not my doctor. So I choose another doctor and, you know, everything start and planning the mastectomy.
Now, who's in your family at home?
My husband, and I have 2 children. My youngest daughter, she's 14, and my oldest son is 21. But he's now in New York studying.
Can you talk about what your reaction was when you found out about the biopsy and what the discussions were that went on with you and your family?
First of all, I have a very supportive husband. We have a great marriage. And he was the only one he knew at the beginning. And we were, you know, so worried about the way that we could, you know, tell them what's going on, because we have like a very good communication skills between 4 of us. But we, as parents, we did not want to give them like a worry, you know. So what we did was to go to the doctors first and see what was the stage of the sickness and what was like the solution. So when we had the solution from a professional doctor, okay, we have to do this or we have to do that, that's the next step, that's only when we talk to our children. Especially, for example, my son, he was admitted to go to the university the same week when I had those results. And we said it was not appropriate to tell him to go to his new, you know, college, and was so excited about that. That was something really positive, and this was something really negative. So he left to New York, and then 1 week after, I talked to him by phone. But I explained to him, like, in a very, he's a very mature person, but I talked to him in a very mature way that, okay, this is what's happening, but this is the solution. So don't worry about it. I have my responsibility to take care of my health, and I have a perfect doctor. I have a lot of people taking care of me. So you now you have to take care of yourself, you know, doing, you know, whatever you have to do at your university. And the same thing we did with our daughter. We explained to her in such way that we didn't want to transmit her that her mom was going to die, you know. And I think that's not necessary. And I don't think that that's going to happen, you know. If I do whatever I have to do, and it's very possible they're going to be very fine, you know. So that's why we talked to them, but not giving them a problem. We gave them a solution. What's the next step, you know, in order to mom to recover health?